or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A walkout by delivery drivers at more than half a dozen Amazon distribution hubs entering its second day. Starbucks workers also off the job in three big cities, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle. Michelle Eisen is a bargaining delegate for Workers United.
We didn't get a fair offer from this company. We're striking because this company has still not stepped forward and solved the outstanding unfair labor practice charges.
Starbucks says the union walked away from talks earlier this week. Talks stepping up on Capitol Hill after the House voted down a newly negotiated Republican spending plan. A different bipartisan deal was torpedoed by President-elect Donald Trump and his close ally Elon Musk earlier this week. CEO murder suspect Luigi Mangione being held without bail at a federal prison in New York, the city where he is charged with murdering the head of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson. The FAA now banning drones and more New York cities following increased sightings recently. This is ABC News. One more overseas trip in the books for President Biden in the waning weeks of his administration. This time, he'll travel to Italy.
The White House says during a phone call Thursday, President Biden thanked Pope Francis for his continued advocacy to alleviate global suffering, including the Pope's work to advance human rights and protect religious freedom. The president accepted an invitation from Pope Francis to visit him at the Vatican next month. Mr. Biden will travel to Rome from January 9th through the 12th and will also meet with the president and prime minister of Italy. The trip will come with less than 2 weeks left in President Biden's term, very late for a president to travel overseas. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A manhunt is underway in Seattle this morning after a bus driver was killed after being stabbed in an altercation with a passenger earlier this week. Officials say 53-year-old Richard Zitlak attacked the driver on the bus early Wednesday before fleeing the scene. According to the union, this was the first fatal attack on a King County bus driver in 26 years. Jerry Preston.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at oshkoshmuseum.org.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Bucks players in the Hall of Fame. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has posted their nominees for this year's class of inductees, and four Milwaukee Bucks are on the list. Marcus Johnson, who played 11 years with the team. Terry Cummings, who had an 18-year career in the NBA, six with Milwaukee. John McLaughlin, who was on the 1971 championship team, nominated as an NBA contributor. And head coach Doc Rivers, who was on a list of one of the top 15 coaches of all time in the NBA. The finalists to be announced during the All-Star break in February. The Bucks are on the road tonight in Cleveland, taking on the first-place Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers holding practice in the snow yesterday, getting ready to host the Saints. Matt LaFleur says he wants to see his team dominate on Monday night.
We have not played a complete game, I would say, in all three phases in the same game. There's been moments, but it always comes back down to focusing on yourself, and I don't care who you're playing in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jim Carrey was serious about retiring from acting until he wasn't. The actor told the Associated Press that he was going to retire, but bought a lot of stuff and needed money. Desperation is not a very good negotiating tactic, so I'm guessing that is why Carrey probably walked back his comments to comicbook.com, saying he was joking. You can catch Carrey in Sonic Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. In Where Are They Now News, one of the lovable thugs in Home Alone was played by Daniel Stern. You might remember him as the guy who had maybe the greatest scream in movie history when Macaulay Culkin put the huge spider on his chest. Stern posted a video on Blue Sky showing what he is doing now, tangerine farming. He gave his followers a tour of his studio and fruit squeezing apparatuses. It was actually really cool. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Still a little breezy this morning, but we will clear out and the wind will die down throughout the day. We'll get to around 25 for a high with temperatures falling into the teens by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 7 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The latest bipartisan budget deal and the impact it will have on you with my regular co-host, Sandy Williams.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. From De Pere to Suamico.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. And Todd, it's the end of the week. Is it too much to ask of our listeners to do a little something for the effort for us? Could we just win one day this week in the texting contest?
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice, people.
Christmas
all
present.
All we do for you. We never ask for anything back.
Basically, what Mino's saying is this is the last time we're going to play this contest.
I know.
And so we need everybody listening now to download the Civic Media app, choose WISS or WGBW, and text this hour's word in.
Jim will buy your vote. It's worked before. I'm telling you. So how do they do it again, Todd?
All right, so basically it's the Text to Win contest on our stations. Your chance this hour to win $100 in our statewide contest. Jim, this hour's keyword, what you got?
Thanks for participating, John.
Yeah. I'll pick up.
Okay, go for it.
Today is the final day of our grown-up gift list. Text to Win contest on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. It's your chance to win $100 this hour. $100 in our statewide contest.
All right. And this hour's keyword is joy. J-O-Y, joy. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send in the keyword joy for your chance to win this hour's prize.
Plus, you can qualify to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. But either way, folks, chance to win $100 this hour. Vote early, vote often.
Yep, and okay. Again, your next chance to play is going to be coming up later on this morning after 11 o'clock, but this is your last chance with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right.
There you go. Time for a little Bell in Sports Medicine. Hi, Mark Hewson.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
We got a lot of energy today.
Yeah. Hey, coffee's flowing this morning.
Yeah.
How are you, buddy? Thank you for the wonderful gift you just brought us.
That was very good.
Yeah.
Or it is very good,
you
I should say.
You can thank my mother.
They are what's the word I'm looking for as I remember them? Just, they melt in your mouth. It's almost host-like.
It looks like the host, the big host, that the priest, he gets the big one, right? He holds up, you know, when they do the.
And you break off pieces and the whole thing.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, sometimes they do that. Sometimes they eat the whole thing. But it looks exactly like that.
Explain
so what is it called? Yeah. Tell me it's Italian, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. It's technically, well, I guess because we're Sicilian. I think it's Sicilian and Italian. Pizzellis, Pizzellis. Everyone's got different names.
Yeah, in Northern Italy, where my grandma's from, it's called Grustoli.
Yeah. So it's. It's like, as my son says, it looks like a waffle iron, but it's very thin.
Very thin.
And
like almost paper thin.
Yep. And it's got anise seed in them, which I tell people, black licorice.
Yeah.
So some people say,
better.
I don't like black licorice. I'm like, trust me, you're not going to taste the black licorice unless you really hit the seed.
Well, there's a lot of Italian sausage that has that in it, too.
Correct.
Yeah, then it goes one of two ways. It's like, you know, some people want it, some people don't.
Yeah, so but you'll eat them, and
I love it.
You're gonna taste more. You're gonna taste more of a vanilla taste, really, than anything.
Well, actually, you know what? I like ouzo.
Huh?
I like ouzo.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
You like ouzo?
It's more the... But that's
it's a Greek.
Greek, that's Greek though.
You go to those, that's not on the Italian. I don't.
No, it's not Greek, and they light it up. Licorice, you know, flavor, cheese, licorice,
liqueur,
and ouzo. Is this is an Italian cookie? Yeah. Is that would you? Yeah. Is that so what we you made, guys give each other?
Cookie. Christmas cookie. So that cookie. Was a Sunday.
So you personally made all these?
Yeah, that's wow. Sunday. Oh, that's 6 hours of 450 plus.
Wow.
My mother said, what did you do? I said, I put the football game on and started. And my mom bought me a new iron this year because my last one was starting to fail and not heat up. So then I get really frustrated.
Can you do it at a time two. In the iron? Just two?
And it's like 20 seconds each time.
Yeah, that's a long day.
So it's a long day.
Wow.
And how many did you make?
450.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might want to make like an 8-pack or something.
Well, that's what I was like, man, I wish you had an iron that would make more, which I think I've been told you can get like mini ones. They look like big sand dollars and stuff. But yeah, it drives me nuts also in the morning going, ah, you know, I get the anxiety of going, how long is this going to take? I've gotten pretty good at it. So, yeah. But then like my wife was gone, so it was great. Kitchen was open and my son helped me package them up.
Nice.
And, yeah.
That's which great to do this family
if my wife's
things.
Listening, my wife used to just, I thought that we used to just put them in, I think, aluminum foil. John said his grandma.
Coffee cans.
Yeah, coffee cans. And I can't remember how my mom did them, but my mom or my wife, credit my wife, because now she goes buys the little bags and the ribbon.
It's great. You can see them. Yeah. And they look great. You got
and they'll
the
gone.
Color.
I trust me because I know how I'm looking at them right now. Those will probably, they won't make it to Christmas.
No.
Because I know you guys will have a cup of coffee on a Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and then you're going to sit there and say, where'd they all go?
Isn't today Friday? Friday morning.
They are a perfect thing with coffee. They are as perfect a thing you could have with coffee as you ever find.
Just move on, but you should make like a little conveyor belt where it would just kind of, you know, put down the exact to make it thin enough, and then it goes through toasts, and then it comes off the belt. Then you could just kind of still watch the game. You don't have to...
Would have been nice.
You know, I will say this. Doing something else along with listening to the game or whatever, even when I was at deer camp and wanted to burn a bunch of wood outside and just had the radio on, you feel so much better doing things.
Especially if they...
play well.
Right.
It's like I wasted three and a half hours. Exactly.
I'll tell you one thing, and we are on a radio show, but I don't mind saying this, is when I was younger, I always wanted to watch things, and I realized... Later on in life, when I'm 50, but I would say probably 40 on, I loved going outside, like you said.
Yeah.
Turning on the radio to a Packer game, whatever. You really think you feel like I got some other things done instead of just sitting there.
Raking the leaves.
Yeah, raking leaves, whatever. Putting your earbuds in.
Totally
mowing the lawn. Because you
totally
now,
agree.
Yeah.
And
the radio
you know
is
thing?
So much
and
better.
And you
know the better
too.
Part about that is, though? Because I know there's something that strikes a nerve with you. You don't have to sit through all the commercials. You know what I mean? You just blow off the, you know, versus if you're sitting on your couch or whatever, and it's like, okay, well, another one for Cialis or whatever. It's like,
Yeah, but there's plenty of commercials on Larry McCarron's
no
show.
No question. But you can kind of ignore them if you're doing
because
something
you're doing
else.
Something, yeah. Because
you're doing something.
Because it's like, at least I'm doing something.
Exactly.
I got it.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I said. I listen to more Packer games and Brewery games in the fall. I'll just put the AirPods on. And
I love listening to games on the radio.
Right.
I just love it.
But to accomplish something... At the same time. So, like, even driving, if you've got to do that road trip, and I would agree with that.
Because,
nothing worse than sitting for, and sometimes you got to admit, it's back-to-back games, and then both your teams lose. It's like, what a wasted day.
I don't think there's anything better than a nice fall day doing something in the garage with the door wide open, and you're accomplishing something, and you get the game on. I think that, to me, is perfect.
Yep.
Right.
So, when I have my workshop / apartment condo thingy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that every time.
You realize, that's probably a dream of so many men.
I know. Can I tell you, like every guy I know like who doesn't have that, that's their dream. That's the one universal dream.
I lived in Alloway, and my next door neighbor, he had a second garage with two Model Ts.
Oh,
nice.
One was fully restored, and he had a shop back there. I think he cut toys or wooden toys out for someone in this area. And Ray is rest in peace. He's now in heaven. This happened many years ago, but I when I was probably 30 years old moving in that home, I'd look outside. He had an old wood burning stove.
Oh,
And I'd see it, you know, during the winter.
Burn your scrap wood in there and whatever.
Yeah. But then I think the insurance came in and said,
Oh, really?
So something happened.
Well, okay. You know what, though? Because I actually, a few years ago, like within 5 years ago, I kind of put that out on my show, whatever I was doing or whatever. And a guy said, hey, I've got one for you. He said, you can rent it, my garage out in this. I'm like, oh, my God, this is phenomenal. It's going to be like $100 a month or something, whatever. I said, I'll bring in all my my tools. He goes, oh, why would you do that? I said, well, it's going to be my workshop. He goes, oh, insurance-wise, I can't do that. He says, you can't be in there with, like, tools in case you get hurt because I own it or some. And it's like, so I couldn't do it.
A friend of mine was, and I'm not going to mention his name, but he went through rehab. And one of his things that he was talking about was to build that shed.
Yeah.
And he did that.
Oh, cool.
He did. It's kind of out in the sticks a little bit. Probably your neck of the woods, that ledge view. And just, I thought that was great. Because I don't think he would have ever got that done had he kept drinking. He talked about it all the time, but never got it done. And just land, put up the building, and he's got an unbelievable workshop. And he's very handy, too. I mean, that's not on my list, but I'm really happy for
just
him.
Just having a hobby.
Yeah.
We've talked about mental health. Having a hobby that you can go home and put all your stressors behind and say, I'm going out to the garage.
Right.
I'm going to go in the garden.
Right.
Or I'm going to do whatever.
Right.
That's what some people just need, is that opportunity.
Yeah. No,
it's a release.
I've been advised to do that. That's the great thing to do.
Since I've been living downtown here, I watch too much football. You know what I mean? It kind of gets to the point. It's like, I wouldn't watch it. And sometimes after those games, like, why did I just watch that game between two teams I couldn't care with?
That's
Tennessee and Jacksonville. You know, why did I watch?
3.5 hours.
I'm laughing because the other night my wife was going to bed and she's like, you can put on whatever. And it was a game. It was like, it was the Gronk Bowl. And she's like, why are you watching this game? Yeah.
Because it's on.
I don't have a clue.
I know. That's exactly how I feel, too. It's like I'm watching too much football. So, but, you know, I will say this thing. College football used to be one of the greatest days of the year, maybe my favorite day of the entire year, was New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have the Rose Bowl. Ohio State, or it was Michigan, or the Badgers, or whomever, against Southern Cal or UCLA. And they'd never played any other time. And the Orange Bowl, Alabama, Nebraska.
Right.
All these, you know. Four major, then this, you know, was like the Super Bowl of college football. And now, God bless the playoffs, but I don't care who's in what bowl. I don't care who's going where. Half the team won't even show up.
Yeah. New Year's Day has completely changed now. Where
exactly.
We used to get up and watch the Rose Bowl parade.
Yes.
And then I remember we'd always look at my mom and like from noon till about, well, probably 9 o'clock tonight, Mom. We're going to watch a lot of different bowl games. And my mom would kind of roll her eyes, but she got it. But like you said, how many games, great games did you see on New Year's Day?
Memorable. I mean, I can go back and talk about games. I remember when Tom Clements, the Packers quarterback coach, Notre Dame versus Alabama. This was, I think, Christmas Eve night of 1973. And they had a third and like 12 on their own 10-yard line. And they needed a first down to run off the clock and win the national championship. And he threw this unbelievable great pass to his tight end. And I can still remember it like it was yesterday. I mean, I can remember all those bowl games. And it's gone. It's just gone. Mark Houston in the house. Bell Sports Medicine. We'll actually talk some sports medicine when we come back.
Maybe. Sure.
Yeah, all right. Mind of the Mayor. Back after this.
We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest, yes, the happiest. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest New Year. May your tree be filled with happiness, happiness and friendliness for all. May your heart be filled with cheerfulness.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app on ugly Christmas sweater day, caroling day, sangria day, games day, and 5 days till Christmas. I kind of skipped over games day. That's big in your family, right?
Oh, yeah. You'll play games tonight.
What kind of games?
The kids pick them up. Some board games, but some of these, what do they like to play? Some of those games are over my head, John, because my son-in-laws are, of course, everybody's smarter than me, but you got to kind of know what you're doing. What? I can't think of the name
Trivial
of the game
Pursuit?
To play. Well, no, that I'm good. That I can play. That,
I
but
love
that's an old game.
Cards Oops. Against Humanity.
I don't know that
do you know,
I don't
that?
Know if that's
yep.
the one. Yeah.
That's it can get kind of nasty.
Really?
So you're around family members like your mom or your, you know, your whatever, and then you pull out these cards and they say some really naughty
really?
Stuff. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But it's fun. And then you realize your mom's pretty good at coming up with dirty stuff, too.
You know who Jeff Norgard and Gary Gresh
okay.
were huge.
In college, because you're
college.
A roommate of theirs, right?
Huge Trivial Pursuit fans. Those would start sometimes on Friday night in our apartment.
Wow. Oh.
And they would play a game on Saturday, and everyone would be going to the bars. No, they'd be coming back to our place because they had to finish that Trivial Pursuit game that were on 8 hours.
Okay, talk about
that's
yourselves.
Like
I'm going to talk about something like that you just
said. You ever
said.
Play Monopoly game till yep. somebody won?
Yep.
That's awesome.
No. Yeah, because usually no one
People,
won or
it,
someone got upset.
Never made it
and
that
they,
far.
Yeah, they get mad. They're like, but...
Yeah. That's
Man,
a tough one.
You get the utilities.
But you know what? I'll also say, with a 10-year-old, we went back and started playing basic stuff like chutes and ladders.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
It's like, sit down with your kids and enjoy yeah. those games and play. You know, holidays. A lot of kids are done after with school after today. Go home and take some time and yeah. with your kids. Take a night and play Battleship.
Right.
Play all just yeah. those little games. Go empty the cupboards out. I guarantee everyone's got games in the house.
Yeah, I should. Well,
we
should played
a fun one a couple
names.
Of years ago with my daughters and my son. It was awkward picture contest. You ever see that game? Where it's these really awkward pictures of that are posted, and you had to come up with a caption for them and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're talking about Jeff Norgard.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to try to get a hold of him. He and I played Trivial Pursuit from the parking lot at the Sports Center in Green Bay to the parking lot of our hotel in Indianapolis, and we were going down to play Butler. We played for 6 hours straight.
It's not shocking.
And we wouldn't let anybody off the bus in the middle of it. So I said, wait a minute. And it literally came down to the last question be him and after 6 hours.
Yeah.
That's how, yeah.
Yeah. Jeff is diehard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great, that's a fun, that's a great, great game. There's just, a lot of, I'm going to text my, they have all the games. Anyway, and then we set up a puzzle. Because sometimes you just want to sit around and talk and do a puzzle.
Yep.
So we'll have that. And we'll have that take us 3-4 days to put that together.
I've never done a puzzle.
Well, John.
Well, I mean, with your kids or whomever, whatever.
Anybody can do a puzzle.
Okay. Well, no, not those big ones, so I've never done one.
No, but anybody can do that because You could just sit down and work on the puzzle and talk about whatever you want to talk about.
All right.
It's like a kind of like watching a fire, maybe. No, it's a little bit more detailed than that. Anyway, so we do that. We'll spend a lot of time at home. We're going to go to the Botanical Gardens, probably. Look at the Garden of Lights.
Todd's got a text. Todd?
What? A text?
Yeah.
Gnomes Games has a great sale today. So if you want to get
some games.
That's
where I used to go.
All right, that guy's
awesome.
Combine
games for my granddaughters and stuff.
Yes.
Or for my daughters and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, Gnomes Games is pretty cool.
Yes.
It really is. It's very cool.
But yeah, board games at home. That's a great way to spend the holidays instead of watching TV.
Turn off the TV and put some music on and go ahead and play.
We will take a vote, and I will tell you right now, I don't know why we take a vote, but it's going to be Elf.
the movie? Go-to movie? Yeah, that's, no question.
Being shown when my son's at school today.
I used to like Scrabble.
That's a good game.
I bet I beat you in that.
Could be a games night here.
Well, we could do.
That'd be actually fun.
So the holidays are really kicking off today. You said your son's, school's the last day of school. Then they're out next week. And Johnny's kids are flying in today, so are mine, and today and tomorrow. You know who is sensing this? My dog. He is just bouncing off the walls. I'm like, would you settle down? But he knows something's going on. Because, of course, I get him worked up, too. Oh, you know, your sister's coming home tomorrow. And he's all excited about it. But it's a good anxiety. It's not like anybody's concerned about it. It's just we're going to have a great 5 days.
Bless all these teachers that
they deserve it.
Because, I mean, it's like, most classes get out today, and these teachers, I'm sure it's been a tough week. But, you know, a lot of schools will be off now for, the next 10 days and enjoy that time. You know, it's great.
You know,
snow is out there. Go, let your kids get out. Tell them to go out and play.
I've told this story before. We'll my nuns weren't the nicest people in the world at times. And so everybody goes to the big Christmas pageant. You know, every kid in the school is singing, right? Every kid in the school. And everybody's parents come. And my parents come out to see me open and close the curtains.
That's all I did.
They didn't want him in the choir.
They did not want me in the choir.
But they didn't say it. So they're like, Johnny, you're so big and strong and you're tall. And
this
you have the long
such
arms.
An important
and
we, role.
Right, and you have the long arms to make the long pulls, which is what we need.
Because you're almost 5'7" now, John, so we need you.
John also ended up in the middle of those curtains spinning.
Wrapped up in them?
Yeah.
Oh, that could happen. Yeah. But that was my job. Your parents come out to watch the big Christmas pageant, and that's all your son does is opens and closes.
Did they bring out the stage hands, though, for a curtain call, a bow? No?
Ooh. I don't remember.
They should have.
Yeah, I don't think I did. No.
I'm sensing they didn't.
No, I don't think they did. No, they didn't.
All right, well,
that could have scarred me. That could have turned me into, an irrational person or something.
Or look at them today.
Yeah.
This is what it did.
No, you got to bring out the kids in the back. Yeah, anyway.
Mark Hughes in Bell Sports Medicine.
Yep.
Thank you for everything you've done this season and everything like that. I hope you stick around and everything, but I mean, thanks for everything you've done.
Yeah, no, this has been awesome. We appreciate, everything that's out there, and, it comes down, healthcare is not just about a broken bone, and, we talk a lot about sports medicine, but it comes like we've talked about with mental health. It comes with, sadly, there's sometimes serious illnesses, and, we love it. If we can get out there and help people, there's resources out there. It doesn't matter what it is. Sometimes you have to advocate for yourself. We're not always the best in healthcare. Sometimes we talk above people. I've shared that with people recently hey, ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions and say, can you explain this better? Or I don't understand this. Technology is changed so much.
But I think what you said about Bellin, though, is there's so much under that umbrella. I mean, people might look at it as a hospital. I mean, my God, you got the clinics, you got the mental health, you've got the grieving counseling, you've got a lot of, obviously sports medicine, but yeah, I think you're just a great company. We're very blessed to have
great
you here.
Great community in all of Northeast Wisconsin, even in the UP now. So we appreciate everything you guys have done.
That's great.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to keep talking to you because we got TJ Bowles and Adam Grace from Hybrid Wrestling coming up, but can you stick around too for a little while? All right, thanks. Mark Hewson. Pro wrestling! We come back right after this.
Walking around in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's a Friday morning, and we're looking at a government shutdown if they can't come to some agreements in Washington, D.C. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And, of course, agriculture has a horse in this race. Last night, the House failed to pass an alternate stopgap funding bill that would have kept the government going through March 14th and did include related farm aid. The vote was 174 to 235. Republican Mark Alford from Missouri says people need to recognize it's not just about shutting down the government, it's about food security.
Missouri has 87,000 farms. We are losing 1,000 farms in America each month. Our food security is national security, and the Democrats do not want to support our farmers because of the high inflationary costs that this administration has brought about and the low commodity prices. Farmers are going out of business.
The impassioned plea from Missouri Republican Mark Alford in the newly stripped-down version of the bill they were considering, they left out year-round E15 sales that had originally been okayed in the first bill. That's a big disappointment to the biofuels industry as well as farmers. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Friday morning in the black. We'll take a look at numbers next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Barrel cheese was down 2.5 yesterday at 176. The 40-pound block cheese down a half, 185.5, while AA butter stood still. The January Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 22 cents this morning, 1971 100 weight. The March corn's up 2 at 443. December new crop up 2 at 437. January beans 6 cents higher right now at 969. November new crop up 6 at 982. March wheat's up 3 at 535. July new crop up 3, 554 a bushel. I'm PM Yankee.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Still a little breezy this morning, but we will clear out and the wind will die down throughout the day. We'll get to around 25 for a high with temperatures falling into the teens by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 7 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
The holidays are here, and there's no better way to celebrate than sharing our favorite holiday memories with all of you. One year, I decided I no longer wanted a star on top of my tree, and I kind of really got into the idea of putting a top hat on it, but kept forgetting to buy it. So the day came to put our tree up, and scrambling as we did, we put our animated sorting hat on. And now every year, we can't wait to see what house our tree is. It's Ravenclaw this year. I'm Amanda, and I hope you're the first to find the pickle in your Christmas tree this year. Happy holidays.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In response to the avian flu being found in Brown County, officials at Bay Beef Wildlife Sanctuary said this week that it will stop selling corn. They ask visitors not to bring corn to the observation building parking lot, and they will no longer allow people to walk the raptor trail. They also won't take in any waterfowl patients for the time being. The restrictions are all to reduce possible exposure of Bay Beach's captive birds to any wild birds that may be ill. Dozens of dead geese were discovered throughout Brown County this week, and on Wednesday, Wisconsin's first human case of the bird flu was detected in Barron County. The city of Oshkosh has selected its new city administrator. Rebecca Grill, the city administrator, city clerk for West Allis, will replace city manager Mark Roloff, who is retiring in January after 16 years with the city. Grill has about 20 years of experience in municipal leadership. The Common Council still has to approve Grill as the city manager formally and will do so at a special meeting on Monday at noon. Grill's first day with the city of Oshkosh is expected to be February 24th. According to a criminal complaint, when 59-year-old John Miner was arrested for his 12th drunk driving offense, he took one last swig of his vodka right in front of the police officer. Miner was sentenced Thursday to 8 years in prison for the April 28th incident in Kaukauna. Reports say Miner was pulled over for going 85 in a 70-mile-per-hour zone and told the officer he was, quote, pretty drunk. A preliminary breath test showed the blood alcohol content of 0.267, over three times the normal legal limit. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, don't forget now, your last chance to play along during Mino and the Mayor and the Big Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest is going on until 8 o'clock. Your chance to win $100 this hour in our statewide contest from 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. You still got a chance to text in. Here's what you got to do. Got to download the Civic Media app right away. And in the lower right-hand corner, there's a text button. Text the word JOY, J-O-Y. Get that in before 8 o'clock. You enter the drawing for the $100, but you also get a chance to win one of eight grand prizes. You can see that great grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Text the word JOY right now for your chance to qualify and win with Mino and the Mayor. Once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app. I'll tell you what, you want some fun entertainment, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk to a couple of guys that bring it strong. TJ Bowles and Adam Grace, HWE Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment Brewery Bash 2.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How you doing? Great to have you here.
Nice being here. I love being here every time.
We enjoy it.
You know, we talk about all the things to do over the holidays, but there's a common thread, kind of Christmassy. Yours is a little outside the box, something to do that could be really fun, especially with kids coming home from college if they want to go with their parents or if they just want to go, or families. I mean,
coming home from college say, "Mom and Dad, you want to go to pro wrestling tonight?" See them calling their buddies and say,
"They should,
dude, okay. You know what we're doing tonight?" Yeah.
I don't know. I'm
okay.
I think this would be a fun little not distraction,
I do too, but
something
I think it's
outside
be guys that, with their buddies type of thing.
So look at these guys.
I
mean.
This, they're right
tell
here.
Us about you. Obviously,
introduce yourself.
Are you the victim or the villain? I mean, you're the. I mean, the
foil.
I meant the
foil. I would be considered the good guy tonight.
Are you?
Yeah.
Cool? Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the crowd to cheer for me and not boo me. So,
all right. Let's see what we can do.
Although, let's be honest, if you're going the other way, those boos are pretty sweet sound.
Yes,
too.
Yes, that is right. The sound
one
of
one way or another. If you strike a chord,
yes. Yeah. Yeah. Even if you're the good guy and people are still booing you, at least they're chanting your name or something.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I just watched this documentary. And it's years old. I don't know, 10 years old maybe. But it was about Vince McMahon when he started up the XFL back in the day. And he tried to gear it towards pro wrestling with the villains versus whatever. The only problem is football fans, they are who they are. You know what I'm saying? And it just didn't work because of that. But that is the number one thing in wrestling, the popularity. And I go back to the 70s when, and again, we talk about this. How politically incorrect. You'd have a Nazi, you'd have a Saudi Arabia, you'd have the Russian. You know what I mean? It was like an Ayatollah type guy.
I mean, hey, whatever gets people riled up, really.
Right.
That's what the mentality was, you know?
Yeah.
There's good energy in your wrestling. I mean, I just think that, I just bring in that, a lot of us who are a little bit older really harken back to some of the things that Scrap Iron Gadaski and all these other guys, right? That was years and years ago. You guys are too young for that. But what a fun night. And affordable, right? $20?
$20 front row, $10 just to get in. Okay. Wow. Honestly, just $10.
And that's at Badger
State? Yep, Badger State Brewing Company tonight. 6:30 start time, like normal. That's when the doors open. And then we have a pre-show at 7:10. And then the main card starts at 7:30. I believe we have 6 matches lined up tonight.
Nice!
Gentleman to my right here is going to be in the main event going... Remember that the HWE Championship that we brought last time?
Yep.
That's what he's going to be trying to win.
First one ever, right?
I believe.
It's a nice belt. Really?
It is.
Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you.
So my name is Adam Grace. I've been wrestling since 2014, so hit my 10-year full pension. hit 10 years this year. Originally from Oshkosh, I now live in Appleton. Been kind of wrestling all over the Midwest now for, like I said, 10 years. So,
Do you have a sponsor then, or is it? And who are you? Are you the same person every wrestling match, or do you change it up?
So I always go by the same name, whether I'm the good guy, the bad guy, or, you know, I'm playing a hick somewhere. That kind of depends, you know. But once you get, especially locally speaking, where I've been doing it for 10 years, I'm pretty much more or less the same character. Maybe if I'm in Milwaukee, I'll be the bad guy, but more often than not, I'm the good guy, especially up here in Green Bay.
There you go.
I'm still impressed. I used to do some things with Hogswile.
Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle.
Yeah, I knew you'd get there eventually.
When he used to put on those shows in Oshkosh at the old, I forget what, American Legion or
The Masonic Center.
The Masonic Center, yep. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, okay, this is grassroots wrestling and everything. But it was still amazing when you get close how athletic these guys are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, guys were going off the ropes and doing flips and doing whatever. Yeah. It's like, you know, you could talk about, oh, well, he's not really smashing him in the face with the chair. But I'll tell you what, these flips and these choreographed type things, they're serious moves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I hate the word fake, too. There's nothing fake about what we do.
No.
It's scripted. It's predetermined entertainment. Right. But fake is not the right word to describe
exactly
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I always say you can't fake gravity. You know, I was just actually, there was an issue down in Chicago I was just working with where some people saw that. It's not fake by any means. Also, like chairs and stuff, every weapon, I guarantee you, I've been doing this for 16 years. Every single weapon you ever see, 100% real.
Yeah, the weapons are the realest thing about it. So when I got a match with weapons and I'm like, shoot, this is going to hurt way more than normal tonight.
Oh, I'll bet.
How do you know if there's going to be weapons? Like, do you guys agree that there's going to be weapons or what?
Weapons don't really happen just in every match. Typically, you got to get a storyline brewing up for there to be some sort of big payoff where, yes, let's do a steel cage or, you know, have a weapons match.
It has to make sense, ultimately.
Right. Yeah, you can't just throw a weapons match in any match.
Yeah, so, it has to make sense because otherwise, ultimately, what you're doing is you're not getting as much of a payoff. You're not getting as much fans wanting to see what's going to happen next.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's like the difference between taking a steel chair to your back for $10 or would you rather do it for, you know, $50, $100, $200, right.
So who's taking the bird's eye view, like who's scripting this? You say it's scripted. You are.
Me and two other people, Ethan, as you guys met, and Josh is our other partner, other owner. And we pretty much try and figure this stuff out. And
there's a whole storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. The ultimate goal is trying to create an event that makes people want to come to see what's going to happen. Come to get some excitement. Feel like you had fun. Feel like you forgot about the real world and the real world problems for about 2 hours or so. Of course, at an affordable price. And I mentioned a little bit of this to you last show, how at HWE, one of our main goals too, is I love Green Bay. I love reaching out into the community. I love doing community stuff. Mm-hmm. So we've done stuff for Wild and Free Pet Rescue. We've done stuff for the Sanctuary, Pet Sanctuary. Cool. This show, actually, we have one of the professional wrestlers that worked for us last show. I don't think even you know this. Lane, Jack Spade is his name. Unfortunately, he had a house fire and he has children. So we're going to be doing our 50-50 is going to be giving to him.
Wow, so, that's fantastic.
Yeah, us and tomorrow there's another show called Now That's Wrestling. They're doing the same thing, so.
Phenomenal. Oh, good. Mark Houston?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Adam, you know, you talked about off air about the amount of nights you guys do shows. You know, I would just want to talk about you got to be hurting the next morning. And then what's it take to get up the next morning, get your body ready for that next, match the next night?
Yeah, so when you're in the match, there's so much adrenaline. I often don't really feel the pain until there's kind of that adrenaline dump a half hour after I'm done. And you're like, wow, this hurts, that hurts. Ibuprofen has been my friend for the last 10 years. I got very familiar with ibuprofen. And like I said, typically then once, if you are doing two or three in one weekend, once the crowd starts coming, you start getting that adrenaline, then it kind of goes away. It's always right after the match, you know, or later that night, or it's like, wow, this, you know, that hurts.
What do you have to do that next morning, work-wise?
Hot tubs or ice tubs? What?
Massages. Luckily for me, my girlfriend is a massage therapist, so that has come in handy.
And she actually gives you a massage?
She does, yeah.
Whoa,
for
Todd?
Free.
Todd? Remember the entire Seinfeld episode? He was going out with a girl that was a masseuse, and he was kept hinting to try to get a massage.
And she wouldn't do it?
And she wouldn't do it. So, congratulations.
Yeah, lucky me, I guess. Seinfeld, wow.
Yeah.
It's a throwback.
Oh, you got to check that one out. I got this thing in my neck here, Aaron. Oh, okay, should see somebody. No, that's right here. And she wouldn't do it. Now, what do you do for a regular living?
So, my current job is I'm a mason, so I build houses out of stone and or brick. I mentioned to you off air, I do have a college degree in radio. So.
Yeah. I'm from Oshkosh. It was a fantastic place.
Yep. Really good program. I'm still kind of looking for that career within my degree.
Okay, but I got to tell you something. The hardest job I ever had, and it was to save money when I was building my house, okay? And the mason was a really great friend of mine, Mark DeClean.
He said,
hey, I'll save you some money. Be my mason tender. I'm like, absolutely. This piece of cake. Hardest job I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Hardest job. You'd have to get there really, really in the morning to turn on the heater so that the stuff, and then trying to make the mud just right.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd work hard and throw it right out. Nope. Start over. Hardest job ever.
Yeah, you're speaking my language. You know exactly what you're talking about. I considered a mason/mason tender. I do both. I'm kind of the low man on the totem pole where I'm at, so I know exactly what you mean.
Wow. Those guys are so particular.
Oh yeah, they are.
Wow.
So this wrestling that you're doing right now, entertaining people, and you guys, I just really, you're great entertainers. It's short term then or long term? How long do you guys, wasn't some of those all-star wrestlers kind of older?
Yeah. It really varies.
I think that Crusher was a little bit.
Well, in that era, yeah. I mean, those guys are probably in their 50s by the time they hung it up. Gagne and those people.
Oh, yeah. Recently, like, look at the guy like The Undertaker, who is, you know, he just hung it up and he'd been doing it for 3 or 4 decades. Yeah. So it really varies person to person how well their body can take it. Also, if you're not really drawing money or not, you know, some people just don't quite have it, unfortunately, and other people really do have it. So really, wrestler to wrestler, person to person, it's different.
Mark from Bell and Sports Medicine, any suggestions to these guys on how to
stay for 4 decades?
We were just talking about how many nights, it's not fake.
Yeah.
So you talk about the body taking a hit and just how to recover, it's one, probably how you're going to recover through that night. Mm-hmm. And then if you have a next day, and then just trying to
any
relax.
Suggestions for him?
Yeah, relax and ice.
Don't take a ladder to the spine. You know,
right.
Yeah, get creative on what matches you're doing.
Although your body, if you're doing it 2 or 3 nights in a row, or 3 out of 4, whatever, it's like your body almost goes into a mode of okay, let's just get through this. And then when you do relax, that's when everything seems to hurt.
Well, and we were just talking about saying if you had a Friday, then you come back on a Saturday. Sunday is you're not doing anything.
Right. Luckily, absolutely. Not every match is weapon-wise, but even then, just like falling in the ring over and over. I saw a post somewhere where that's comparable to being in a 35-mile-per-hour car crash.
Oh, I believe it.
You know, so even if there's no, you know, weapons involved, which is, you know, relatively rare, it's still very, very painful.
I would like to know, like, if you could script something out kind of between these two, right? Between Jim and John, who the good guy would be and who the villain would be.
Yes.
I would say easily a villain simply because professional wrestling has always been underdog, you know.
Which one would be the villain?
Oh, 100% Schmidt. Just because.
That was a little quick.
Political career.
It's always fighting the man. It's always those kinds of fans. And simply because you are a government official, that's all we get.
That's the voice of the people, Mino.
Thank you. The innocent victim.
The Mayor Mahler.
That's how I can get back to listening to those.
Wow, I love it.
Get back to listening to those booze again. And drinking booze
I'll
again.
I'll tell you what. Okay, you guys got to stick around here. But we were given the chance. We can't do it tonight. Be part-time ring announcers.
Mm. And thanks for asking
us
to do that.
We want to do that sometime.
We really do.
Not even a question.
We would have a lot of
open
fun.
Open invitation.
All right, man. We're going to take a quick break. Talking some wrestling when we come back after this.
Baby, love it to You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Got to roam it. Got to roam it.
Hey, welcome back. Minor the Mayor. The Mayor has to run out to do some family picking up issues. We got Nikki coming in, of course, changing the windscreen because you can't share germs. We got TJ Bowles and Adam Grace, HWE, Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment, Brewery Bash 2. Plug your event tonight, fellas.
Very family friendly. If you got kids, you're worried about bringing them, please bring them. They make it way more fun for us as well. Very affordable. Was it $10?
$10.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. And some of the proceeds going to one of your compadres who needs some help, huh?
Yeah, so we have a 50-50 raffle every show, and every show we do it, we give it to a certain charity or something of the sort. And this one is going to one of our wrestlers who wrestled for us just recently, had a house fire just recently, and 50-50 is going to him and his family because he has children.
Wow, fantastic. That's great that you guys do that. I got to ask, were you guys athletes growing up? Because there's a lot of athleticism in the ring when you guys are doing your thing.
Yeah, I played football pretty much my whole life. I played baseball at a pretty high level. I was on the travel teams and all that.
Wow. In Appleton?
Oshkosh, yeah. Okay. I graduated from Oshkosh West.
Okay.
So, I was able to kind of rely just on my natural athleticism when I first started, especially.
Well, you're a big guy. I mean,
sure. Yeah. And then
6'3"?
Yeah, about that. Okay. And that, now as I'm getting older, I'm starting to realize, like, okay, I can't really rely on that anymore. I need to do more in the gym and more than just lifting weights. I need to make sure my body's kind of still nimble and everything because I can start to feel the age thing kind of creeping up on me.
Oh, Lord, it gets worse.
Interesting. Adam, but you were not a wrestler.
I did not do the high school wrestling, the Olympic wrestling, if you will.
Yeah. Interesting thing about him, though, is he went to a school called the Dojo of Pain.
Right.
He trained, no joke, he trained in a barn with goats, just like hands reach away. Electric fences, silos, all that stuff.
Yeah, and I was doing that when I was 16.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called the Dojo of Pain.
And where is this located?
Nikki's all excited. Where is this?
This is the annual train.
Is it within driving distance?
Summertime, dripping with sweat.
Yeah.
Wintertime, freezing in the cold.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it, though? Where'd you say
they're keeping it secret.
Right across from 151 Speedway. What city is that? Like Manitowoc, Maribel area? What is
White Law? 141.
141, I say 151. Yeah,
Francis Creek.
Yes.
Yep.
Right over there. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Right across the street. I mean, they use his driveway as a parking lot.
I know the exact place. That's like the only thing on the road going into what I used to. We used to do play by play for one. Me and Ted. We used to do the dirt track
to the
races.
House of Pain.
We used to tell it was great. We had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So I know exactly where you mean.
Yeah. And a lot of us came through there, but he really helped me become a man when I was just 16, get my butt whooped by him.
Got a text here. Can you ask if they know how Jimothy is doing? Is he back wrestling, Sarah? Or does he mean Jimmy?
So there is a professional wrestler on the circuit. His name is Jimothy.
Oh, Jimothy, okay.
Remember how we were talking in the last segment about how really not fake it is? He actually had, what was it, a complete snap of his ankle bone?
Oh,
he had
something like that. His leg looked like an S.
Yeah, so a complete break of the leg.
That's not too good.
He got screws and all that stuff in it. He's in recovery. I believe he's regular now. He's starting
he's regular.
Slowly.
I think he just had his first match back, actually.
Yeah. He's taking it slow, but he just came back. As far as we know, he's fine.
What? Did you see the guy for the Lions last week? Where his foot was pointing the wrong direction?
Those are not good situations.
What's the rehab on something like that?
Oh.
Forever?
That's true. They'll never leave.
Yeah,
I mean, it's always going to be with you. Wow. So one more time, plug your event tonight, please.
So tonight, Brewery Bash 2, presented by Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment, Badger State Brewing Company at 6:30 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Pre-show at 7:10 and 7:30 p.m. tonight is our main card. Main event will be the hipster hunk Aaron Arsenal versus notorious Adam Gray sitting here to my right. tickets are only $10 because front row is completely sold out.
Nice.
And family oriented show.
It is completely family friendly. Yep. As long as you don't mind your kids seeing somebody get hit with a steel chair, then it's completely fine.
Do you have ring
fine.
Girls?
We do not have ring girls.
Oh,
though.
Okay.
Also, though,
now
Mino's
not going. I
thought that's what Mino and the mayor were going to be.
Yeah, ring girls.
The ring girls, yeah.
Instead of...
We couldn't get the measurements on the bikinis in time, so...
Well...
Were you ever asked to be a ring girl?
No.
I'm not surprised.
Wow. Shots fired.
What are you doing that big cup there?
You're a pretty brave man turning your back to her now after that.
We threw National Lampoon Christmas... things back at each other all day long. Quotes. Normally, I'd say something like that. Yeah, quotes. I'd say, "What are you doing with that big cup?" And she would say,
"Bend over, I'll show you."
Yeah, don't piss me off.
Why is the carpet wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margo.
All day long, that's what we do. Hey, I want to say congratulations to you guys because you know what, wrestling. You know, you could talk about when it got briefs. You know, pro wrestling really skinky, kind of, for lack of better words, whatever. I think it's great. Well, it did. I mean, let's be, you know, remember when they had...
In the 90s.
In the 90s, early 2000s. It went through an era to the point where it's like, okay, we got to put the brakes on this a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't family friendly. I know it was popular as all heck, but something like tonight, a dad could take his kids to, and you don't have to cover his eyes or new windows, which is, I think, great.
And also, if you're looking for, you know, a night out with just your buddies, we are at a brewery. They have, you know, so much beer. So if you want just a fun night out as well, it's something unique and affordable.
I think it's awesome that you guys do it. I've seen the curtain pulled back what you guys go through to put on these kind of shows.
Oh, it's an orchestration.
Yeah.
It is a production back there.
Mark, I think you should be the, you know, they used to bring in the doctors once in a while.
So yes!
I think you'd be great at that.
Yes,
remember
the
white smocks?
Yep.
I'm not going to be a ring girl.
And the world heaves a collective sigh of relief.
Well, guys, it is always great having you here. I hope you guys get a really big crowd tonight.
Oh, yeah. Pre-sale actually is the biggest it's been yet for us.
No kidding.
It is growing every show.
And now, is there a chance you're walking away with that big belt tonight?
I hope so. I really hope so.
Right.
He wrote it that way.
Thank you so very much. TJ Bowles, Adam Grace, HWE, Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment. Tonight, Brewery Bash 2. Doors open 6:30.
Yep.
$10 to get in.
Just $10.
Best deal you'll find.
Cheaper than McDonald's.
Thank you. Hope you guys have a phenomenal Christmas.
Thank you so much.
You as well.
You bet. We're going to set a quick break. We come back. Randy Wright, former Green Bay Packer, joining us for Burkle's One Block Over.
Said Santa to a boy child, what have you been longing for?
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. the museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 24 hours to go before a partial government shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson has arrived on Capitol Hill saying another deal will be voted on this morning. ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
Overnight, President-elect Donald Trump doubled down, saying there will be no deal unless Congress extends or eliminates the debt ceiling. This after an 11th-hour deal backed by Trump failed badly on the House floor, as a whopping 38 Republicans defied him and voted against it.
A stabbing at a school in Croatia's capital of Zagreb has left a 7-year-old dead and 3 other children and a teacher wounded. The attacker, described as a 19-year-old, was also wounded. Amazon workers represented by the Teamsters continue walking the picket line, demanding better pay and health insurance benefits. Starbucks baristas in 3 cities also striking. The FAA expanding its do not fly drone provisions to more parts of New York State. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News.